June 13th. Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Getting there. Where the selective affinity dies and the sanctified abandon lives. Come ye after me, Mark 1:17. One of the greatest hindrances in coming to Jesus is the excuse of temperament. We make our temperament and our natural affinities barriers to coming to Jesus. The first thing we realize when we come to Jesus is that he pays no attention whatever to our natural affinities. We have the notion that we can consecrate our gifts to God. You cannot consecrate what is not yours. There is only one thing you can consecrate to God, and that is your right to yourself. Romans 12:1. If you will give God your right to yourself, he will make a holy experiment out of you. God's experiments always succeed. The one mark of a saint is the moral originality which springs from abandonment to Jesus Christ. In the life of a saint, there is this amazing wellspring of original life all the time. The Spirit of God is a well of water springing up perennially fresh. The saint realizes that it is God who engineers circumstances. Consequently, there is no whine, but a reckless abandon to Jesus. Never make a principle out of your experience. Let God be as original with other people as he is with you. If you abandon to Jesus and come when he says come, he will continue to say come through you. You will go out into life reproducing the echo of Christ's come. That is the result in every soul who has abandoned and come to Jesus. Have I come to Jesus? Will I come now? The following commentary is not endorsed by the Oswald Chambers Society, nor the publisher. These thoughts have been offered by 808. Often we assume that if we come to Jesus, our personality will be changed to be in the likeness of Jesus as we have imagined him from our training in church or theological schools. Quite the contrary. God delights in the uniquely different nature that we each possess, the basic temperament, or what we call personality. However, God does choose, when we submit or abandon to him, to fully utilize our unique person to express himself. This gives God an opportunity, a glorious opportunity, to present himself in so many different ways that he can be clearly seen by those who are looking to see him. Some would have difficulty with the expression of God through some personality types, but very readily identify with God as expressed through another personality type. As with denominations. Denominations are not a necessary issue for God, but they may be for us. God has made it so that we can worship him in a way that is comfortable to ourselves, as long as our focus is on him and our desire is to bring glory to him and to humble ourselves and abandon ourselves to him. The other striking piece of this message, I believe, is the statement that the only thing I have to offer God is my right to myself. And that is really the only thing God gave me that was unique above all creation when I was created through Adam, through the Garden of Eden. And that is, mankind was given free choice, the right to oneself. It was confirmed at the fall, and God has guarded that free will and right to free choice in every individual sense. And it is the fact that God guards this freedom of our will, or our right to ourself, and grants it to us to keep for ourselves or to offer back to him, that gives him the pleasure, the great pleasure, of receiving us when we offer ourselves to him as a willing sacrificial offering of all that we are to Him. What pleasure there is in relationships that are so right, that are so caring for the other person in the relationship, that it's almost a contest to see who can be the nicest to the other. As you contemplate all God has done for you and given to you, remember most of all, the only thing He wants from you is a surrender of your rights so that He can impart to you His desires and you will be ready to obey when the Spirit of God prompts you.